Well, Paula Reet is the new mayor at Kingborough, the first female mayor in 114 years. Glenorchy enjoying second or third female mayor, but one of the people running was former Speaker of the House and state MP Sue Hickey. She was after the position of mayor. She's also been Lord Mayor of Hobart. What does it mean now to be elected as a councillor? Hi, Sue. Oh, let me take that line. Hello, Sue.
Hello.
Hi, congratulations.
Thank you.
And commiserations. It's a bittersweet victory.
Oh, no, I think it's meant to be. I was a bit sort of doubtful after I'd put my hand up, thinking, oh, I don't know that the timing's right and I've got a lot of other things that I'm doing. But it is good to be back as an alderman because I do have a wealth of experience. And when I sort of looked at the outcome of the election, the sad thing is that postal voting in elections just doesn't work. We don't get people engaged enough to want to be voting. So if you look at it, it's, you know, just on 49.48% of the potential voters who could vote bothered to vote. And that's appalling democracy. And then when you break it down, if you added up Kelly Sims and myself, that's over 52% of the vote that wanted change. But Beck won in her own right, and Beck stood on a policy of stability, keeping the council very much the same, and light rail. So it'll be up to Kelly and myself, and I think a few other voices around the table, to represent the 8,398 voters who do want this council to change, who want it to innovate, who want it to deliver more. And because I have so much experience, I'm quite confident in that, in being able to speak up and challenge the norm.
So last time there was a block of people opposed to the mayor, it was versus Christy Johnson, and it created a complete stalemate at council. Are you suggesting there's a risk of that with yourself, Kelly Sims and Peter?
No, definitely not. And Kelly doesn't vote my way either, I don't think. But we did represent an opportunity to the people of change. So, you know, there were a lot of people out there in the campaign land who were truly angry with the delays in the grant money we got from Andrew Wilkie and the rollout of that. They were very upset about the 3 years it's taken to build the main road and the disruptions to the businesses in Glenorchy, but mainly things about footpaths, the lack of disclosure, the things around building planning, things like that, and also a sense that the city has been neglected in cleanliness and safety. But these are all positive things because once you know what the issues are, I can raise these, and Kelly can too from her experience, and we can say, look, this is where the problems are. There's another 17 months to the next election, and if all of you want to get re-elected, let's work together and fix them. So it's not a negative thing. It's a really positive opportunity. And I think sometimes when you've got a little bonded group, you do need someone to come in and say, well, let's look at it differently. Mm.
So you have been accustomed, certainly for the last few years, to being in the limelight, to being pivotal. Is there a danger you'll get bored being one of the voices at the table?
No, in fact, it's quite the opposite. You know, being in the limelight is exhausting, and you might know that yourself. And, you know, there's only so many morning teas and cakes and cups of tea that you can actually physically do. What I've found is that my most meaningful work over this sort of last 10 years, well, as Lord Mayor, obviously, there was a time of phenomenal change in the city. When I was in Parliament, I found that I was best in the space of homelessness and activation and you know, really trying to get the message across and then activating the community to donate and help people as individuals. In this field, obviously, it's slightly different and I'll still be helping where I can with salvos, etc. But I actually am a doer. I like to really do things rather than just be sitting around for meetings or cups of tea. I really want to participate and just bring a different perspective because this is my home too and I can see the things that aren't working. And it's really only because we had a totally new council with totally new aldermen who have only really just finding their voices now. And I think once they feel much more comfortable and they break away from the fear of going back where they were, looking like a disruptive council. You don't want a completely stable council where everyone thinks the same and they just put the hand up because that's what they think is the thing to do. You need people like Marty Zukos and Jeff Briscoes and that who can challenge the thinking, and the people understand why you have made that decision.
4 to 8, you're listening to Sue Hickey. Unsuccessful tilt at the mayoral candidacy for Glenorchy, but now one of the aldermen. It's not a full-time gig. What will you be doing with the rest of your time?
Like a board, it's a board meeting. Well, yeah. I am on another board at the moment, and I have also been training, believe it or not, Rick, to do funerals and weddings, but that all got a bit disrupted.
Oh, wow.
When I, yes, well, I found a passion for that. I went to a poor man's funeral, and it really disturbed me, so I thought, right, this is something that I could do and do into the future and put a lot more effort into it so that the person has a really good send-off. And I have done one funeral, which I think went rather well. Maybe, you know, it's useful. I can bury some of my enemies along the way.
So good to talk to you this morning.
You're welcome, Rick.